Hello there, my name is Stuart Fernie, and I want to welcome you to my series of reflections on characters and themes in some of my favourite films. I will also present thoughts on a handful of literary works, and there may be the odd vaguely philosophical piece as well. On this occasion, I'll be discussing characters and themes in Matt Reeves' The Batman. First and foremost, this is a dystopian film noir that features Batman as the audience's principal investigator and representative in a world or society with crumbling moral values and a population bordering on despair. This society plays as large a part in the film as any of the characters, and allows exploration of the truly existential background of the Batman universe, as opposed to those more commercial, heroic and perhaps more caricatured incarnations we have seen previously. Here we are presented with a society in full urban and moral decay. Settings are dull, dilapidated and rapidly deteriorating, while the characters are often disillusioned, even morose, and appear to have largely abandoned principle, values and hope to join the rat race in an attempt to ensure survival. It is in this atmosphere of moral abandonment and physical decay that the Batman operates. Like all of us, Batman is the product of a combination of his environment, his experience and his character. His billionaire parents are killed in this essentially lawless domain, and eventually he comes to roam the streets, meting out vengeance on those who would commit violent crime and abuse innocent citizens. Wearing a mask and a bat outfit, he seeks to strike a frisson of fear and trepidation into the hearts of wrongdoers by developing a mystique and secreting himself in the shadows while serving brutal, even vicious, retribution on behalf of criminals' victims. He battles the corrupt directly, rather than seek political or administrative solutions. The Batman's actions are fed by personal loss, anger, and a desire to enforce punishment rather than seek high-minded justice. Thus, not just his existence, but his outlook and objectives are formed and perhaps even tarnished by the ongoing moral decay and despair that surround him. He is necessarily blinkered and unable to achieve the broader vision of idealism, as he makes it clear he trusts no one, with the exception of Gordon, and he is worn down by the constant attrition of corrupt circumstances, while also being spurred on by the constant reliving of past pain and a desire for reckoning. However, subjectivity and isolation can lead to errors in judgment and excess, issues the Batman will come to recognise. Gotham may represent society in its true, if underlying, state. Here, morality does not exist, and Gotham's political, commercial and social leaders have by and large accepted the power-grabbing truth behind the facade of convention and respectability. Only a handful of citizens are willing to offer any challenge, and they include the Riddler. In this film, the antagonists are not cartoonish, exaggerated proponents of evil, but are instead relatively realistic characters with outlooks and grievances often created or compounded, fairly or unfairly, by a collision of social issues and their temperament. And so, just like the Batman, they may be viewed largely as the product of the social environment that has been allowed to develop. Of course, this perspective was previously broached in Todd Phillips' intriguing and insightful Joker. Riddler's stated purpose is at first glance admirable, to expose truth and denounce lies and corruption. Of course, his methods involve murder and mayhem and cannot be countenanced. But we and the Batman may have some sympathy and understanding for his purpose and motives. Just as the Batman has a dark side, the Riddler may have some right on his side. If the Batman is a victim of past wrongs and societal failures, so too is the Riddler, and both are driven by an at times misguided sense of justice. Indeed, in a sense, each owes his existence to Renewal, the idealistic social project proposed by billionaire Thomas Wayne, which collapsed shortly after Wayne's murder, but not before Wayne himself tarnished it by indulging, somewhat ironically, in some underhand dealings to try to ensure its success. Renewal may be viewed as the ultimate example of the eternal conflict between opposing moral viewpoints. No one is perfect or impervious to error or poor judgment. Each of us may be overwhelmed by temptation, self-absorption, an excess of self-belief or disillusion, but we need to keep aiming for idealistic objectives or we will end up with a culture similar to that in Gotham. The Batman focused on battling the corrupt directly, rather than lead social renewal through education, social care and commercial development. Similarly, the Riddler takes his fight directly to those he considers directly responsible for pain and hardship. Each has reacted to personal misfortune and, driven by a personal perception of justice, each is determined to bring about some form of retribution. It is only when the Batman hears the familiar words, "I am vengeance," from the lips of one of the Riddler's followers, that he recognises similarities between them, and he realises he must raise the bar. He must offer hope and set an example by helping his fellow man rather than merely seeking out vengeance and retribution. He is evolving from a self-absorbed, self-declared righter of wrongs toward one who aims for the broader picture of fighting for humanity and justice. Film noir explores the implications of lack of morality and will often offer up humanity and mutual respect as a solution. Here we have a film that appears to suggest society is constructed around an eternal clash between character flaws and weaknesses and aspiration to a system of ethics greater than nihilism, even if the resulting code is only man-made. This dark and relatively serious treatment will not appeal to all, but I found its invitation to reflect on the structure of society and its values, along with society's influence on character development, quite intriguing and absorbing. My thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found it of some value. Please join me again soon for discussion of more films and books.